Tuesday, April 24th, 2018, at 7 p.m. is convened. We are going to deal with item 13.1 under planning, rezoning 17 School Street. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councilor Fisk.
I so recommend that the Council of Regents of Queens Municipality adopt a bylaw respecting the rezoning of a portion of PID number 70162201 from institutional to I-1 to multi-unit residential R-3.
Seconder to that motion, Councilor Fancy. Mike, would you like to give a brief update on this?
Yes, just as further to the public hearing, the owners of 17 School Street in Milton have requested a rezoning of a portion of the property from institutional I-1 to multiple unit residential R-3 to facilitate the development of additional residential housing units within the structure that's currently located on the property. Under current zoning, the owner is allowed to develop up to a maximum of 3 dwelling units in order to facilitate further residential development beyond those initial 3, a rezoning to the multiple unit R3 is required.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Fancy?
Well, we were down to down to the UNSM meeting yesterday, and when we were there, big discussion, one of the things that came up was that how the government keeps dropping the old schools upon people and what are we going to do about them. They run them down to nothing and then they drop them on to us and what are we going to do with them. Well, we were very fortunate in having the Masons come along and taking this on as a responsibility and to fix it up to the point of where it was, and then Mr. Goulden wanted to come along and make apartments of it. I think we're very fortunate to have people in our community that's willing to go forward with this. And with our current state of there's still place to rent. And to see our seniors go off and go down to Bridgewater to find a place to stay, I think this is fantastic.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Any other councilor have a comment or a question? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I fully support the motion, and I want to thank Mr. Goulden also for making the investment in our community. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area in Milton with the falls and you know, with residential units, new residential units, and people moving in that appreciate our wonderful environment. I think it's a really good move.
Thank you. Any other councilor have a comment or a question? Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Good question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to 13.2, rezoning 38 Bristol Avenue, Liverpool, Nova Scotia. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councilor Fancy.
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intention to rezone PID 7002-6844 and a portion of PID number 7002-6786 from restricted residential R1 to fishing and marine M3, and that a public hearing be held on April 24th. Am I got the wrong one?
Yes.
That's at Bristol.
One's up top, Jack.
Okay, you got these ones up here.
There you go.
That's a staff report to get it today.
Oh. Did you like what I said?
Did you do okay? Well, over that.
Okay.
Would you like to restart?
Okay, let's start again.
You got the right one now.
Okay. And I thought, well, here we are. We're already 24. Okay. That was fun Sunday. I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt a bylaw respecting the rezoning of PID number 7002-6844 and a portion of PID number 7002-6786 from restricted residential R1 to fishing and marine M3.
Seconded to that, Councilor Ferrell. Mike, would you like to brief us on that?
Yep. Again, as further to the public hearing, we just had the owners of the properties, the PID numbers in question, have applied to the municipality to rezone From restricted residential R1 to fishing and marine M3. It is their intention to construct a new and modern processing facility on a property currently owned by Mersey Seafoods and currently zoned as fishing and marine M3. The rezoning is required to get them the required setbacks that fishing and marine M3 use has to have from the abutting residential property. So I guess in order to allow for the construction of the new facility on the subject property, that the rezoning to the fishing and marine M3 is required.
Are there any comments or questions of councilors on this item? Councilor Fisk.
Well, I'm just so excited to see this project go ahead, and I think that there's just a added feature to Liverpool coming into this town. It's just going to be so exciting.
Thank you. Any other councilor? Have a comment or a question? Mayor Five.
I'm bursting with excitement also. It's really going to be great to have the area improved and the aesthetics improved, and the fact that there's an opportunity there for more employment and future growth of that fishing industry. And the Murphys have been wonderful corporate citizens over the years, and I really feel that it's wonderful to have them still in our community and providing development and employment, and it's a great opportunity. Very, very well done.
Thank you. Any other councillor have a comment or a question? Councillor Fancy?
I always like to look at this thing except saying that you get an old building, eventually it's going to that. Right? It's going to get rotten old. And if someone says they're going to modernize, they're still here for the long haul. And that's what I like about this whole thing. It's here for the future, not just for the present.
Any other councillor? Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We will move on to 18.0. Motion for adjournment would be in order. So moved by Councilor Frehlich, seconded by Deputy Mayor McLeod. Any discussion? Are you ready for discussion? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.